Oh, the Tabatu, sir. Oh, Corey. Oh, to America. Now, America. For today, we bless God for his wonderful works that he has been doing in our lives. We worship him because he is Elohim Adonai. We magnify him because he is the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, we lie down before him because he is the Rock of Ages. He is, oh God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the host of the armies of Israel. He is the one that fights for us. He is the one that takes care of us. He is the one that has brought us before him today. In the name of Jesus, we thank him for a new strength. We thank him for a new power. We thank you for a new glory in the name of Jesus. It is my prayer that from today, oh, your new strength will bring you to a higher height in the name of Jesus. May you never be the same as you listen to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Abusafo yada Awurade ase se enenso odi adom ye nse yemetie nasem ye bompae se Awurade asem bayi emeye adwuma kase bi ewo ya brabom ni titiru ewo ye ma abrabom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Abusia meka ye ma sema. It is a passion that I have that parents will rise up and possess the destinies of their children. Hallelujah. That parents will rise up and speak good things into the lives of their children. Ebusia yabodobo ni bia e ya ye adwuma ni bia e ye emra so se ye fa ye madachi e se ye yam. Hallelujah. Ye sori anopa ye sugu nyame so fa ye madachi ho. Yes, sorry, no pa yes, chetium katre radise radi ye madachinti. Unyame ye bribi. Hallelujah. It is about time that we do that. Recently I was watching a movie. And movie name channel, it was about the same thing. Se na ubiya kabibia fabo frabi dachum. That 40 years ago. Na dieni didi mu fa family numwa na bo frano. Emra susa abofrano enka bedi ye nun sa bibi dinachi. It took the intervention of the Lord for somebody to find out that 40 years ago somebody said something. Say, wunana bi. Hallelujah. Na ujina sampa ibonu su itu asasem numu ema bofrano efani tu mapa fry. Hallelujah. Unyaminya usa. Unyamima usa huadeno. Se wonsu die 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Obi kan etu abusuam se wo babi wo nana bi. Ontimi nye se wontimi nkose no. Ujina Yesu din bi twam wo Yesu din mo. Hallelujah. Ade obu afu ana. Yes. There is this movie that we've all watched. Me jidi se nyina ya hwe. Your friend Home Alone. Christmas bi a ye movie no won hwe kra TV su ye yi ma hwe. Hallelujah. Home Alone, that was this 8-year-old boy. His actual name is Macaulay Culkin. He played a role as Kelvin McAllister in that movie. And then the family, Brunya Dua Munina Echo Paris for Christmas vacation. Amo Kono, Selmo Refio Mobano, Ewo Ifie. Na. It's a very wonderful movie. We have seen Abofrano, Wama Ananka, Epe Abofrano, Ayane Boni, Tricks Abofrano, Yusu Ye, Eyi Omu Free Hono. It's a very wonderful movie. So this story, Nasetima, Unyame Namsu, Enam Yempenji Fosu Di Adomi Yenei, the story about Jesus Christ when he was missing, reminds me of that movie, Home Alone. Hallelujah. Do we always leave our children at home? Leaving them home does not mean so physically we leave them in the address. But the upper chain say, yeah, ba, sorry, nyame sema ye di church from no, ye yi omu free mana. In sema, Yesu Christo si yen kanchere ye manu, ye yi free mana. We often hear about Jesus seeking the lost. Bia, ye kan Bible na. Ehun se Yesu ene hwehwe o ma ayira. Seeking the lost coin. Seeking the lost son. Seeking the lost sheep. Jesus was always seeking the lost. Just like his parents lost Jesus, we also have the potential to lose Jesus. Hallelujah. He was seeking the lost, but at this point, he was lost. Those who are closest to Christ are those that may lose him. Those who are closest to Christ are those whose children or those whose youth might lose him. We should not assume that everyone knows Christ. The fact that we have given birth to our children should not give us the idea that because we sit in the house of God every day, our children automatically must know Christ. Or the youth must know Christ. With the exception of Luke's account of Jesus being in the temple at the age of 12, we know nothing about the childhood of Jesus. This brings me to the point that Bible and Kashi amfa the childhood of Jesus. Until say Luke ekaye say okohu Yesu ewo temple at the age of 12. That was the first time, apart from the day that Jesus was being dedicated in the temple when he was born. From there, we didn't hear anything till this time. What was Mary doing to Jesus? What was Mary teaching Jesus? Mary ni Joseph die. Na omu nimse omu waba. Yenene yabehunu se. Na Yesu Kristo, ana Yesu Kristo ye Nyankopon. And inti Mary ni Yosef, nu omu titi Nyankopon amayen. But omu die, even though they did not understand the circumstances upon which Jesus was born. Even though an angel came and spoke to them, they still saw Jesus as their biological child that the Lord has given them, as other people have their children. They did not see Jesus as any extraordinary child. No. They took time to teach Jesus the word of God, even though he was the word himself. The Bible tells us that Jesus came to the world and took upon himself full flesh. And it's order honam and above yase. And it's yesu yabofra no ya honam. Hallelujah. So it was upon Joseph and Mary to teach Jesus the ways of the Lord. Sabreno, na the Old Testament, na your freno, it was called the law. It was also called the prophets and the writings. So there was a book like the Bible that we have. There were writings about the law that they had. Some of them were written in scrolls that they had, that they used to teach their children. And it me did say anopa biara no na Mary efa Yesu no de na tena ho na wa kire no laws ni bi. Like I said, even though Jesus was God, he came fully as man. And yes, sir, enka omre no ase ema onipa ono aba so beje won no sa nipa na abeku no. Hallelujah. So Mary and Joseph always had the time to teach Jesus about the laws. Say, you hear Bible, I can not say my kind now. I am a de me mami kwa kwa de okan or see na or ni mami de in semnu shen na kuma de see wo a friend is saying, I sorry for your honor. Or mami married in de see ya no air den a shen na kuma. So it was within her to teach Jesus the way. Baby Abu Koye, na afibia, thousands of people have to go and gather and celebrate the Passover. And in afibiano, according to the Jewish tradition, the mothers were not supposed to be there. Usually it was the fathers and their sons who were supposed to go, so that the fathers will pass on the teachings to their sons, so that the fathers will teach their sons how these celebrations are being done. It was the duty of the mothers to prepare food and things for them to go. But Mary decided also to go with them. Afibia, not Mary, the one called. Kopem say Yesu nya mfi du mienu a omukoye. Ebusia say na Mary ani Joseph enim say Yesu eye nyankopon ani tombe jana brabo amane sa. Ani enka Yesu yira enka 3 days they will not be searching for him. Kadiombe kan say oh eye nyankopon until he will find his way back home. Hallelujah. But they went back in search for him. There were thousands of people. The Yesu Yiram and of course temple hall. I am saying all these things to bring to mind that do we think that our children, because we come to church every Sunday, automatically must know Christ without us making the effort to teach them the word of God, to teach them the ways of Christ? Nurturing means helping them to grow in the word of God. Hallelujah. Nurturing means feeding. Nurturing means watering. Nurturing means supervising. Are we doing that as parents? Do we take time to check our children? if they are studying the word of God? Do we take time to check our children, our youth, to make sure that they know the word of God, that it is the word of God that is going to bring them to their destinies? How often do we sit down with our children to learn the word of God? How often do we do that? Miraculously, Jesus was born. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, obi anhu se wo na ba ma bi anfa ne sanka na so wo ye. Mary did not do that. Mary took time to let Jesus learn about the laws. He knew it already. The Bible tells us that before the earth was created, he was even there. So he knew it. But because he came in a form of human, and as our third Bible reading said again, it said that he humbled himself before the parents. And it onimsa asama all kano, ni parents in tiasye. Then so obre ni huase, eshe na wufuwa nasi, se na wufuwa ni nchirechire won, kwanya obie faso, e chirechire ni ma asem. Ebusia, are you doing the same? They found him at the temple, meaning that Luke, through Jesus Christ, the inspiration of Jesus Christ, is telling us that if we take time to teach our children the word of God, if we take time to help our children learn the word of God, advance in the word of God, do the things of God, when we are looking for them, we will not find them in the club. When we are looking for them, we will not find them among bad friends. When we are looking for them, we will not find them among people that are smoking and drinking. But when we are looking for them, we will find them in the church. Hallelujah. I said, when we teach them the word of God, anytime we can find them and we are looking for them, we will find them in the church. Hallelujah. Abusia. That's mommy. God bless you so much. God bless you, mommy. So at that point, Jesus was 1 year away from accountability as a Jewish boy. Jewish boy, bia unya 13 years older. According to the tradition, you are made to be accountable to be a Jew. It was the family tradition over there that at the age of 13, my son is also going to be accepted as part of a Jew. So I have to teach him all the things. They will let you recite some of the laws. They will let you recite some of the prophets, the words of the prophets. They will let you they will ask you questions about the patriarchs, the Moses, Isaac, Jacob. They will ask you all those questions. They will make sure that you know it. Abusia, are we doing that? Yes, we make sure our children have phones. Yes, we make sure our children have good schools. Yes, we make sure we provide for them. But the most important thing that we have to do is to make sure that they know the word of God. Hallelujah. Is to make sure that they know the word of God. I want to thank one sister who is doing something wonderful in the church. She sent the videos to me, and I loved it so much. And I'm taking much inspiration from that. Sister Abina, God bless you. Or see, now what we be our friend with your Bible verse back. Now what we be our Bible verse back. That is so powerful. You will learn it. Abusa, when you are made you game a free one, Sam. When you are, you game a when you do, you do no. Internet, you do no. You call phone, so you do. Hallelujah. Abusa, we have to do that. I learned this thing with one of the great organists in the United States. Also, their mother was so strict with their organs. Say, Abusa, say, who free school, ba? Also, ni mami, who free school, ba? Now, I'm tenacity, I'm more organ for 1 hour. I grow bienu already. Also, my mother will make sure we sat by the keyboard and played for 1 hour after school. If not, we are not going to our friend's party. If not, no friends are calling us. If not, we are not doing any game. If not, our fun shows on the TV, we will not watch. Are we nurturing them that way? Abusia, here we are, getting to the point where the Bible is being pulled away from schools. To some extent, me, I am happy because it puts the pressure on the parents. Because that parents need relax. You better read my Bible with school until they won't read more of you. This is the Bible, New York. Hallelujah. So now it is up to you. It is up to you to teach your children the word of God. I met one guidance counselor in a school and discussing how to help some of these children. One thing that the woman told me was that there are two voices that are speaking to these children. The voice of their friends and the voice of the parents. Or say the louder voice will determine the actions of the child. Now, do you know what can it say? The voices of their friends are louder. So it takes extra effort of parents for their voices to be louder than that of their friends. Obuzi wa si. Eni mienu na kasa chere ya mano. Omo na fufu. Eni omo wofu. Na di anu odi eni anu odi no. Eno ena bofrano edibeye juma. What voice? How is your voice sounding in the ears of your child? How is your voice sounding in the ears of your daughter? I thank God so much that one day we were there and one of my daughters called from school. And when she called, she asked Mommy, Mommy, are you praying? And Mommy said, yes. Said, oh, I was just here with my friends and I felt something. Something happened to me. And my friends asked me, what's going on? And my daughter said, she told her friends that, I believe it's Mommy, she's praying. And truly, the mom was in their room praying. Abusia, Do your children hear your voice when they are away from you? Does your voice ring in their ears when they are away from you? How are we nurturing them? Do the word of God ring in their ears? Jesus said, I must do what I have been sent, or I must be in my Father's house. It is a family tradition. A family that recognizes the way of a child to copy the family's tradition. What is the family's tradition? Mary set up the family tradition for Jesus to learn that every year we go to this place. They traveled, Abusia, when I was doing research in that travel, so kohe okofa Bible Atlas. Now Biemuna Ushe, the distance that they had to travel to the place where they had to do the Passover. They traveled 2 weeks in, 2 weeks out, only to worship God for 3 days. And in Yesu Yirayeno, Mukoya, Yesu Sayirayeno, they added 1 week in, 1 week out, 6 weeks. Abusia, would you go that far for your children? Mary set up the family tradition. What is your family tradition? Our family tradition is that 6 a.m. or maybe 6 p.m. every day, we will sit down and study the word of God. What is the family tradition that you want the children to learn? What is the tradition in the church that we want the children to learn about studying the word of God? How are we nurturing them? Are you doing that? Are you giving them the food to eat? Sometimes, one minister said, I believe that some parents do not want their children to have a relationship with Jesus because they are jealous. I would say, our baby said, ah, not jealousy, dear. Why do I jealous my own child? Ebi wo ha obeti cha bo frana nemo I bedru ba bia abofra no be ka se Yesu se abofra no be ka se nyame se abofra no be ka se nyame se mi nye ni se nyame se mi nye nse na obu afu utri anya ya be ka se adan hu kwa na sum nyame. That's jealousy. Hallelujah. And it is because of that fear of losing that authority as a father, of losing that authority as a mother, we tend to cover up certain things. Abusia, because of that fear. But Abusia, you are just a custodian of that child. Abo friend in your dear, yes, dear. The children that have been given to us is for Christ. We are just custodians of them. And it is the yes, we can say, no, and a ye. And it is a colano, we try a ye, now bofana ba, no sing yanko ponce, men sorry, how much in Biana me mompire, and Casema cobodo bra ba, Mr. Wood, treat your masso, at the unquana sum yame, when yame fall born in chow. Hallelujah. Some parents want their kids to worship them instead of worshiping God. The brothers of Joseph were jealous of their father's love for him. But Joseph was a kind kid. Joseph was he didn't have any trouble. But why were they jealous? A family that recognizes the way of a child is to play and dream. The time to be a kid. He is still a kid. Jesus was still a kid. Jesus was what? In a middle school. Hallelujah. Son, when you're 12. So he was in a middle school. I believe God wanted to paint a picture of a middle schooler in his word. Maybe he was too idealistic. Children are being forced to choose which parent they want to live with. And they will say, you woman. mabofra ne nya 14 13 se se de e bakura ne se at the age of 13 14 utra nyi ya ne medical e yikura wontimi nya wo they choose which medical mabofra no kase or at the age of 13 14 the new law right now ne se so person ne mami ehu ne medical reporter fine on person ne mami be hu ne medical reporter they have every right to do that. Abusa, this is where we are going. They are forced to view themselves as people that were not created by God. They are forced to view themselves as different people. Children are being forced to work in sweatshops all over the world so that we get the low price. They are being forced, to watch certain movies that they are not supposed to watch. Parents are buying kids alcohol and throwing parties at their home. Children need time to play. They need time to be children. But we need to teach them the word of God. Children are full of energy. Our youth, they are full of energy. It is up to us to nurture them in the right way. If not, it is up to us to pump the word of God into them. If not, one incident can cause people to walk away from their family. One small thing can cause a child to walk away from their family, from their father. Okay? One incident can cause a youth to walk away from the church. One incident can cause the people or can cause the youth to walk away from God. Deep, heartfelt relationships will require that we teach them the word of God so that when that one incident comes, the word of God will speak to that child in the name of Jesus. I would say to end, we often hear of Christian kids that have walked away from faith in college. Your college is more. And I say, waha, debi aye, ti se. Oh, and abo friend, no call college. And as I say, don't sum yamibium. No call college. And don't sum yamibium. But let us keep in mind that in that same vein, and according to statistics, there are many, many more children that go to college from unchurched families. From families that did not go to church and meet Jesus for the first time through campus ministries. Hallelujah. According to statistics, a mofra, a fa yesu, ewo college no, a dosu se mofra, a ja yesu muwa college. So what mistake did we do that they left Christ when they went to college? Abusia, it will shock you. You can Google it right now and see that the most stolen book in the world right now is the Bible. Hallelujah. Book ayewiane kasepa aye Bible. I believe that some of the youth sometimes out of the hunger to learn the word of God find ways to get the Bible when they are not given the Bible. Do you just buy the Bible for your children and let it sit home as a decorative piece? And when you feel that an evil spirit is around the house, that is when you go and take the Bible and now yesu dimu daniko, yesu dimu daniko. Hallelujah. Is that what we are doing? And each of our friend who said, the Bible is only to drive away evil spirits. Because me mama in kind Bible need that. That's what who said demon be. And now think I said, demon be in amfiwa. And I said, in tatia be in amfiwa. Now I call for Bible, no. Hey, well, yes, you demon. Yes, you mojang come on him. Is that what we are teaching our children? Is that how we are nurturing our children? Many young people in Muslim countries are searching for something better than Islam can offer them. Many Buddhist children are questioning why it is their fault that they were born into poverty and having to suffer. Suffering is a result of past life. The youth is hungry for Christ. The youth is hungry for Christ. What are we doing as a church? What are we doing as parents to give Christ to the children? Like I said, these things that I'm saying are based on statistics. Because of time, I can't give you all. But many young people in the Muslim countries are searching for something better than what Islam can give them. What are the Christians doing? What are the parents doing? Our worst nightmare would have to be or to have a missing child. The Bible says that like sheep, we have all gone astray. Amen. Me say, ye man yra da ewo Jesus din. Me bon pae se o nyame emma wa kuma bia. De bia ube fanasem. Don't try to read the whole book when you take the Bible. Take one verse. Take one verse and study it into detail with that child. That one verse will be or can be and might be that verse that will save that child from an accident one day. You never know. That verse is that verse that will save that child from being part of a gang one day. You never know. Maybe you taught your child that even if I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will not fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Maybe you spent that time with the word of God, with your child. And then that child had a trouble. That child will remember, oh, even if I go through the fire, God is with me. Mommy said that, and I remember that. One person I want to tell you, and I know he always says that, that has gone this far, is Steve Harvey. We all know Steve Harvey. Research on the mother of Steve Harvey, the role that Steve Harvey's mother played. Abusia, Steve Harvey said, mommy, to me, mane kotuho, nani koto jenye nani, just to learn the Bible. Was a one can uberboa, just a what can and son was sorry. Just go and read about it. The things that the mother did to make sure it is Steve Harvey, the word of God is at his back because the mother taught him that. Anytime I speak him, I see him speaking about his mother, he's always emotional because of the word of God, the prayers that the mother put into her. Abu Sian, what are you doing? It is my prayer that the ne unsu ubefanya miasem na no ma musuya na yani ma esuya ashe eradidin enimonyam ewo Yesu Christo dinimo. Amen.